My dear brothers, the Mawlid of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it comes, it arrives. And Ashikana Rasul, lovers and devotees of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, all around the world, they rejoice, they make happiness, they show their joy on the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They express their love and devotion towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But my dear Islam brothers, my question to you is, what next? Throughout the month of Rabiul Awwal, throughout the period of celebrating and remembering the Mawlid of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we may have done many good actions. But now as the month of Rabiul Awwal comes to an end, do we leave all of these good actions? Certainly not. That is not the way of someone who is devoted towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our devotion, our love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is not bound for the month of Rabiul Awwal. Rather, every single moment of our life is in love and in devotion towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What are we to do next? After the Mawlid, after Rabiul Awwal, what are we to carry on? Now, the events that we learnt about from the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we are to implement that into our lives insha'Allah ta'ala. We learnt about the character of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's take the character of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and implement it in our life. We heard that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given the title of As-Siddiq, the truthful one. Should we not also become truthful? Are our statements still going to be statements that are deceiving people and are on fraud? Are we going to be still lying in our statements? When we claim our love for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was given the title of As-Siddiq, the truthful one, what are we going to do? Are our actions going to speak louder than our words? Or is it just lip service? Or is everything that we have done just something that is on our lips? All of this marhaba ya Mustafa nari that we have done, this is just on our lips. Oh, has it brought about action into our lives as well? Definitely, without any shadow of a doubt, we need to make sure that this Mawlid, this season of Rabiul Awwal, this brought about good change in our life. Brought about such a change that will impact us in this world to such an extent that you'll feel and you'll see that impact in the hereafter as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has stated very beautifully a very famous hadith that we hear very regularly in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. That the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who loves my sunnah, he loves me.